any meeting wrap-up things that we...
Did Jay give you a blue sheet? Oh, we have a blue sheet.
Okay.
This, I'm going to do this for Jay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Then, it's all yours.
I'm trying to read it. Okay, this is a commission request on a blue sheet. It comes from Jay Keeney. The date of the request is November 13th, 2015. The title is Climate Change Effects on Fish and Wildlife Management, and he assigns a high priority to it. The request due date would be by April commission meeting or June. He says, under knowledge of action being requested, commission to learn from WDF&W and University of Washington climate change specialists about fish and wildlife management options and expectations due to expected climate change. The output requested is a joint presentation to the full commission by Lynn Helbricht, WDF&W, on expected results of climate change, fish and wildlife species in Washington. And the second presenter is Mead Crosby, a PhD at the University of Washington Climate Modeling Tools, University of Washington Climate Modeling Tools, with future wildlife management decision pertaining to climate change.
Lynn should have a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
Lynn. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've got a lot of
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I recall the citizen science chart that we saw, the distribution of the, what was it, the one bird?
Pygmy nuthatch. Yeah,
pygmy nuthatch in eastern Washington.
Chicken McNuggets.
And how that might change with climate change, how that, the discussion was that was moving to the north over time. So I think it's a very timely sort of a request.
Okay. Motion's been seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same side. Motion carries.
So this goes to
you want a copy?
Any meeting wrap up?
Yeah, I take care of that. Yeah.
Anything? Yep.
I have one other thing too.
Okay.
The two J's cannot make the calendar meeting in February. Is that true? The 18th and the 19th. Do we want to revisit that, or are we too locked in at this point?
The problem with the February meeting is the director and Larry are at meetings, PFMC or some other meeting. I think it was February because we didn't have this until we talked about it the last time. We could take the February meeting off, but again, then we don't have one here for a long time because we're in Vancouver. The March is Moses Lake, so we wouldn't be here until April.
And that's during the session.
But we, I mean, obviously we could schedule conference calls on a couple of the Fridays, or that would work for others.
Could we bump it a week up or down?
We could.
In February?
I would have to go back and check the director's schedule and with Larry. I think it would have to be the 26th, 27th, because I think the week before they're gone.
Okay.
February is just, that's right in the heart of my cabin. And I don't mind leaving people to feed cows in December and January, but I don't ask them to calve out cows. And so pretty much February is going to be a worse for me one way or the other.
So we may miss you no matter what in February. I can't speak for Jay.
Okay. I'll send out an email Monday and just say, does the 26th, 27th work? And I'll check with the director and see if we can make that work for me to hear. But we do need to decide on the rest of the calendar as well. And I've heard from Jay Holzmiller, who says no to the three-day meetings. So maybe we just take those off the table and just do our standard two-day.
Yeah.
Go back to, the Friday, Saturday.
We can always leave that option open down the road if we want to do it. But
sure. If you decide we want to add a day at some point because of stuff that comes up that we think it would be beneficial, we can always do that. So for the August meeting and the April meeting,
yeah.
We'll move up to the 8th and 9th and just the 5th and 6th.
And I hate to be a stinker about this, guys, but those
we all can't make some.
Well, but, well, not, but I mean on the middle of the week deal.
Oh, no.
Because
don't worry
November,
about it.
December, January through that, when we're on this time slot, I burn 8 hours of vacation, which I'm more than happy to do. But once we get to those middle of the week deals, yeah, then pretty quick, it basically takes my vacation for the month. And I'm kind of going,
No worries.
Yeah.
Tammy, when we should talk with the governor's office too about that meeting with the commission.
Yeah, I'll send. Well, are you talking to JT on Monday?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. So if you do,
I'll bring that up.
Otherwise, I can send her an email and just.
Was that normally a February time?
They get bumped every year.
It's all over.
Yeah. Sometimes it's November and sometimes it's February.
Yeah. Okay. I'll mention that to her if I do talk with her, or I'll call her anyhow.
So then back to the calendar real quick. Everybody's in agreement with changing it to no three-day meetings and
yeah,
the dates we have identified, so we can set this in stone for now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Plaster Paris.
Yeah. I'll get out my chalk. Okay.
And one final thing about the Steelhead document that I referred to in a quick manner without explaining much about it. This is a Bill Freymeyer suggested that I clarify. This is an idea, a concept that I worked up with Jim Scott in coming up with a way that we can address the many interconnected issues, Puget Sound and the coast. Steelhead problems are intertwined. Because of the closure in Puget Sound, we have more and more pressure on the Olympic Peninsula. So this was an attempt to bring it all together. And Jim and I drafted it, and then we circulated it to members of the Fish Committee. We haven't circulated it to the full commission, but we plan to do that after just explaining what we're doing. So you'll see it this week. And the idea is that this is a way that we can convey to staff what we'd like staff to continue to work on in the longer term, bigger picture.
With Steelhead.
With Steelhead.
Brad?
Mm-hmm. I'd just like to make a process request. The first I'd heard about this was when you were announcing it to a whole bunch of public. I also am not sure that the chair knew about it. I think we could improve our communication when we're doing stuff like this and not have it be out before the public, before, it's sort of like, what is this that we're saying is going to be on the December agenda?
The problem is that we can't privately share it with a quorum without violating the Open Public Meetings Act.
But that something is underway. I mean, is that a violation of this is being considered? Is that a violation of open meetings?
I was careful not to circulate this to more than four.
Well, and I'm not saying that we need to see it, but that we're thinking about this. It just seemed a little odd to have this come up before the public, before the commission knew what was going on.
Council?
I'm not sure what the question about the Open Public Meetings Act is.
It was raised that.
Yeah. So Kim is saying the commission as a whole should know about any activities that subgroups or like committees are doing before the public hears about it. And we didn't do that in relation to this approach to giving direction, written direction, suggesting this approach to giving written direction. Rather than that, I just brought it up for the first time at this hearing. And it really was only developed in the last week. So How could we possibly circulate a draft like this with more than, well, I guess I could have given it to Tammy and then she could have circulated it, but Tammy was out this week. So the question is, do we circulate everything? Do we have to circulate everything amongst all commissioners before we raise the issue to the public? And if we do, the only way to do that is through the commission office.
My interpretation a little bit is that before we ask for the public input, the commission input should be there, because we ask for a wide ranging for everybody out here to comment on it, but we didn't know what it was.
That was my concern.
And if we didn't have enough time with Tammy being out this week, then I would have preferred to put it off a week.
One reason that I felt like it was necessary to debut it at this meeting is because we're going to be making steelhead decisions in December. And I wanted to raise the idea, not that I'm dictating or we know what's going to be in this final document or that the commission is going to be interested in adopting it, but just the idea that we're thinking about it and we'd like public comment. This was our opportunity to talk with the public, probably the last most effective opportunity to talk to the public before we like their advice, which is in December. I mean, before December. So time frame, you know, was probably not perfect, but we were trying to figure out a way of sorting out, getting some longer-term direction given to staff in December and giving the public an opportunity to tell us what they think of should be in this longer term.
And because I have seen this, and this is in about its third draft, and I'm still not clear what the purpose of it is. And then I hadn't even thought about that, because you know, we haven't had the opportunity to discuss this, but then again to bring it up in a public setting, I'm not sure what purpose that serves or if it should have been.
I don't want to belabor this, but over the past, a few months, we've been told, be open, be transparent, tell the public what you're thinking, invite comments. So that's what
we're thinking. I know what you're thinking because I've gotten three drafts of it, but I don't know. I haven't had any other input from other FISH committee members.
Right. It's been circulated to the FISH committee, and you missed the meeting in which we discussed it. Yeah, we discussed it a few days ago, the FISH committee meeting. So I just don't think that it's critical it's a draft. It's a draft. We don't even have to act on it. So I just don't know why the uproar about it. And if the public sends in comments about what they think should be in a document, if we choose to adopt it, we can either accept what they say or reject what they say. It doesn't tie our hands.
But if the draft is put out to the public as what? As the FISH committee's draft or the commission's draft? The committees are tools for some of us to be, you know, educated about specific issues, but they don't speak for the commission. And it seems to me that an individual speaking maybe for a committee told the public or implied to the public that this was something coming from the commission when some of us didn't even know about it. That was the concern I was trying to raise. I don't know whether that violates. I don't see how that really violates open meeting acts in my understanding of it. It just was concerned that something seemed to be represented as the commission's when Some of us didn't even know about it. That's what I'm raising.
This is full of policy changes, proposed policy changes. So in my understanding of the Open Public Meetings Act is when you have more than a quorum, correct me if I'm wrong, if you have more than a quorum and you're talking about policy, you've violated the Open Public Meetings Act.
Shouldn't the commission be looking at it, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Before it goes out to the,
absolutely,
the public.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing. I was proposing it and went through the committee first. The committee had an opportunity to look at it. We talked about it, and then it comes forward. And when I explained the source, I did say, I and some others have looked at it. I didn't say the commission is presenting.
And then I heard that it was going to be posted on the commission's website for public input.
I think there is an issue here. I'll just put on my chair hat, and I'm not comfortable with the process and how it was played out, because again, we talked about this. If I'm hearing something for the first time and the public is getting it, just the process of communication within our body, it seemed like we missed a step in all of this. So I don't want to resolve this. I think we all want to go home now, but if one train is that, if every committee did this, we would, would we have ultimate transparency? Yes. Would we have ultimate confusion? I think that could happen as well. So, the committees report to the commission, we report to the public. So if there's fine lines in all of this, we can resolve that later, but let's sleep on it.
Alternately, I don't hear anything about what goes on in the Wildlife Committee either. Not that I need to understand that at this point, but there's, how do you get that kind of communication between it? We used to make a report on what the committees talked about, but it was more like a listing of here's what we talked about, and that was for public consumption as well as for communicating with the rest of the commission.
That was the way. It was an update, because I think that's healthy. Okay.
I should have introduced it in a different way. I should have just addressed the introduction to the rest of the commission and said, here's a document that the Fish Committee has discussed. So I want to propose that for your consideration in December. And by the way, the public is hearing all of this. And once we have something circulating among all of us, it is a public document. And of course we want their advice on anything we're about to do. I mean, that's just part of what we are about. So what I should have done is just said, okay, the Fish Committee's talked about this. We'd like to present this to the rest of the commission for consideration. You may or may not want to adopt something like this. We think it's a good idea to be explicit about direction for the future. And that's it. That's the way. Should have been. I apologize.
I really need to get headed north.
Okay.
I think I did.
I got a quick question. We had talked earlier about maybe getting Francine Madden to the Wildlife Committee in particular and the commission in general. And I would sure like to see
that. That's in December.
Okay.
All right. We're adjourned.